This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, July 1st, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A major blow to Hong Kong and the Christians there. Beijing's top legislative body unanimously passed a sweeping national security law for Hong Kong, which asserts that, quote, any action seen as an act of subversion, secession, terrorism, or foreign interference can now be tried by a special agency set up by Beijing, end quote, reports International Christian Concern. Chinese President Xi Jinping subsequently signed the measure into law. Beijing's latest move has been widely criticized as a blow to the one country, two systems framework agreed upon by China and the United Kingdom back in 1997 during the handover of Hong Kong, allowing the city to enjoy distinct political, socioeconomic, religious, and legal arrangements for the next 50 years. Many Christian clergy and activists could fall under the vague terminology of the law if their activities are seen as acts of secession, subversion, terrorism, or collusion with foreign forces to endanger national security. Even though China's economy has been severely affected by the coronavirus and many residents suffer financial difficulties, the Communist Chinese Party has threatened to take away the last means of survival from elderly believers, government-issued subsidies. To keep them, they must stop believing in God, reports Bitter Winter magazine. One widow, who receives $35 monthly since her husband died in 2018, was told that unless she removes images of Jesus from her home, her modest pension will be canceled. In addition, on June 12th, the Chinese communists demolished Sunzang Church in Henan Province with cranes and heavy-duty machinery, reports ChristianHeadlines.com. 200 communist officials from the Zhengzhou High-Tech District Ethnic and Religious Affairs Bureau stormed into the building despite not showing legal documents. One woman was hospitalized after being knocked unconscious by officials who pushed her to the ground. Similarly, another woman was also taken to the hospital after officials beat her. Please pray the scripture of Romans 15, verse 13 for the Chinese believers. It says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Ireland killed 6,666 babies in its first full year of legal abortion since the Eighth Amendment was repealed, reports LifeNews.com. During that year, an additional 375 mothers traveled to England to have abortionists there kill their precious children for a total of 7,041 children, sacrificed figuratively to the idol of Moloch. By contrast, 2,879 Irish babies were murdered in the womb in 2018. Proverbs 6, verses 16 through 19, describes the seven things that are detestable to the Lord, one of which is hands that shed innocent blood. In an interview on CBS's Face the Nation about the racial unrest across America, Vice President Mike Pence affirmed his passion to protect both black lives and the lives of unborn babies, which grows out of his understanding that we are all created in God's image, reports LifeNews.com. Listen.
All my life, I've been inspired by the example of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. When I was in Congress, I traveled to his home church in Montgomery. With Congressman John Lewis, I walked across the Edmund Pettus Bridge on the anniversary of Bloody Sunday. I cherish the progress that we have made toward a more perfect union for African Americans throughout our history. I've aspired throughout my career to be a part of that ongoing work. It's really a hard issue for me. And as a pro-life American, I also believe that all life matters, born and unborn.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany underscored the Trump administration's commitment to prosecuting the anarchists who are bringing violence to the streets.
Law and order are the building blocks to the American dream. But if anarchy prevails, this dream comes crumbling down. Anarchy in our streets is unacceptable, and anger is not enough. You have a president committed to action. The DOJ has arrested over 100 anarchists for rioting and destruction of federal property. The DOJ has also charged 4 men in federal court for attempting to tear down the statue of Andrew Jackson in Lafayette Square.
Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds signed a pro-life law Monday mandating a 24-hour waiting period to allow women time to reflect and consider information about their unborn babies before going through with an abortion, reports LifeNews.com. Reynolds said, quote, "I am proud to stand up for the sanctity of every human life. Life is precious. Life is sacred, and we can never stop fighting for it," end quote. However, Planned Parenthood and the ACLU are already trying to stop the law from going into effect. They filed a lawsuit before the bill even became law, reports the Associated Press. In an injunction against New York officials, U.S. federal judge Gary Sharp said it's likely unconstitutional to restrict churches and synagogues to 25% capacity while allowing recent protests and not similarly restricting businesses, reports ChristianHeadlines.com. The lawsuit was filed by the Thomas More Society on behalf of 2 Catholic priests and 3 Jewish congregants against New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo and New York City Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio, claiming a violation of the First Amendment's protections of free exercise of religion and free speech and freedom to assemble, as well as a violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. A group known as Decolonize This Place believes that museums should be abolished, reports CNN. Mars Zafour, one of the organizers, said, quote, "It's not enough to hire an indigenous curator. It's not enough to have one black person on your board. Museums as we know them have to be abolished. I don't want my voice to be added to museums that are often trophy cases for imperialism," end quote. Marcus and Michelle in College Station, Texas, wrote The World View to say, quote, "Our family donates monthly, but once my children heard of all the other children giving so generously from their own hard-earned money, they wanted to give as well. Each child gave according to their age. Our oldest daughter, Shay, gave $15. Our son, Marcus, gave $13. Our daughter, Kaja, gave $12. And our youngest daughter, Erin, gave $10. Collectively, they gave $50," end quote. Mary in Treasure Island, Florida, wrote me at adam@theworldview.com and shared that her brother, Daniel, battled a brain tumor for 11 years before he died last October. Toward the end, when the tumor had taken his vision, he would listen to his Bible and The Worldview in 5 minutes every morning. She wrote, quote, "Daniel loved your broadcast. While he couldn't read the news, he got his updates from the proper perspective from your ministry. He loved praying for brothers and sisters around the world. Our family loves that as well. It helps us focus on what truly matters. Only what's done for Christ will last. Thank you so much for your service to him and many others. Press on," end quote. As you know, all this month, we had a goal of raising $60,000 by June 30th to keep The Worldview in 5 minutes on the air. Listeners had already helped us meet and exceed the goal, giving $64,350.20. On the last day of our campaign, we're grateful to our new donors, including Natalie in Redding, California, who gave $11, and Selah, 9, Sophia, 7, Justice, 6, and Ezra, 4, in Omaha, Nebraska, who gave $13. Our thanks to Genevieve in Fielding, Manawatu, New Zealand, who gave $16, as well as Chastity in Banks, Oregon, David in Bentley, Louisiana, and Lisa in Stroud, Oklahoma, each of whom gave $25. We appreciate Philip in Silver Lake, Indiana, who gave $30, as well as Adam in Rainier, Oregon, David in Tallahassee, Florida, Cynthia in Etna, Wyoming, the College Station, Texas siblings, and Rian in Rosebery, Tasmania, Australia, each of whom gave $50. We were touched by the donations of Alan in Happy Valley, Oregon, Melissa in Greenfield, Massachusetts, Gabriel in Cumberland, Iowa, Marsha in Hudsonville, Michigan, Hannah in Edgewood, New Mexico, and an anonymous donor in Franklin, Tennessee, each of whom gave $100. We're grateful for Brian in Cushing, Maine, Dan in Victoria in Alturas, Florida, and an anonymous donor in Odessa, Minnesota, each of whom gave $200. We're thankful to Glenna in San Antonio, Texas, Regina in Lodi, California, and Craig and Jill in Rapid City, South Dakota, each of whom gave $300. We appreciate Lisa in Kingston, Ontario, Canada, and Jennifer in Priest River, Idaho, both of whom pledged $25 per month for 12 months for a total gift of $300 each. And we praise God for the generosity of Henry in Couch, New Mexico, who gave $500, William and Karen in Chestertown, New York, who gave $600, two $1,000 anonymous donors in Exton, Pennsylvania, and Grandview, Washington, David and Carlene in Hyattsville, Maryland, who pledged $100 per month for 12 months for a total gift of $1,200, and Jean in Columbia, South Carolina, who gave $2,000. Those 32 new donors gave $9,395. Ready for the final grand total? Drum roll, please. Our final total is $73,745.20. That means that we exceeded our one-month goal of $60,000 by $13,754.20. When I checked the donations that had been made online, I was truly stunned by how many new donors there were. Again, on behalf of the entire Worldview team, including Kevin Swanson, Rebecca Swanson, Emily Monday, Jonathan Clark, Kayla White, and myself, who put together this Christian newscast every weekday, thank you for your incredible generosity. The decision that so many of you made to trust us with your hard-earned money, whether you gave $5 or $2,400, is an incredible encouragement as we continue to present the news from a biblical perspective. Psalm 25, verse 5, is our guiding prayer to God. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. One last favor. Urge your family and friends to subscribe to our weekday email at theworldview.com by clicking on the subscribe button. We'd love to see the number of our subscribers double. If everyone invites one friend or one family member to subscribe, we'll reach that goal. Thank you for your vote of confidence in this newscast that is part Paul Harvey, part R.C. Sproul. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, July 1st in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.